السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Where today we're going to continue what we started last time, which who remembers the topic of last time? Let's see.
Sharia.
No, it wasn't.
Aha, takbir. Dividing the share. Why we started with this? We started with this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accused the most. If I ask you, what is the number one reason that Allah, people are angry at Allah? Yes. Because they don't like their shares. I mean, they don't agree with the way Allah divided the shares. Okay? So They say that Allah divided the talent among people. Everybody liked his talent. Okay, so everybody liked, smart guy, nobody, smart guy. And Allah divided the money among people. Everybody rejected his shares, saying, no, I deserve more. Come on, I deserve more. Ya Allah, I want more. Yeah, this is what I have is not enough. Got it? Okay. So we'll continue this subject, which is the wisdom of Allah. The wisdom of Allah dividing the shares of life and dividing the shares among people. Shares of life among people. Now, the first point is, if you're rich, does that mean Allah loves you?
No.
Not necessarily, right?
It means you're fortunate.
Not necessarily that Allah loves you. So what is the sign? What would you have? How can I tell if Allah loves you or not?
If you're satisfied with what you have?
Well, yeah, but there is another... Like, satisfied, I can't see your satisfaction. But what would be the things that I will see so that I can say that you're...
Oh, like calling yourself...
Huh?
There's barakah in your wealth?
Yeah, but I need to see
if
something.
You're sad
in there. Okay. The role you're playing in this life. If you're playing the role of a criminal, then Allah does not like you.
Okay.
If you play the role of a mean person, then Allah doesn't like you. If you play the role of selfish person, then Allah doesn't like you. If you play the role of hurting people, then...
I'm so sorry we're late.
Yep. Yes.
You missed out on the joke.
I get it, because if you're bad, then it's like the shaitan is taking over.
Exactly.
You, you're not
exactly. Now, there is a sign that Allah loves you.
Our
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah gives money to the good and the bad. Allah gives money to what?
The
good and the bad. But he gives righteousness only to the good. So, if Allah is giving you righteousness, if you're playing a righteous role in this life, then Allah loves you. Whether you're bad, whether you're rich or poor, doesn't matter.
Black or white.
Speaks Arabic or don't speak Arabic. See, what is the role you're playing in this life? Define your role in life. If you tell me your role in life, I can tell you if Allah loves you or not. Got it?
What about One Direction fan?
Okay.
Get $1 million?
Now, another sign that people are angry with Allah, get angry with Allah, or another evidence from the Quran, in Surah Al-Fajr, Allah says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ وَإِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ etc. What is this telling me? Allah is telling us that when this bad guy, the people who don't appreciate what Allah gives them, when they get money, wealth, and power.
So by your moral values?
By the role if you're playing in life. Like if you're playing the role of a bad guy who's hurting others, or a criminal or something.
Isn't that the same thing as richness? Like if you're playing a really high person? Like your behavior in life?
Yeah. No, it is role. You're playing
a role. Yeah, because your role could also be like, oh, you're a merchant. You're
The role, the general role in life. So if you're an honest merchant, it's good. If you're a cheating merchant, it's bad.
By
your behavior, okay. Got that? Yes, got that? So now what Allah says in Surah Al-Fajr? Allah says that when the bad guy gets money and power, they say, of course I deserve that. Allah knows what he's doing. Yeah. Who else deserves money and power other than me?
Nobody.
Allah loves me. And he not does what he knows what he's doing. He feels proud. And he referred that Allah knows what he's doing. That's why he makes him rich and powerful. Yeah, of course. Who else? Who else to be with Allah?
So if he wasn't power, like if he didn't have wealth or power, he would just like not believe in Allah.
No, the other side now, if that bad guy, Allah takes away his money, like doesn't give him much, makes him poor, then the guy says, this is an insult from Allah. Allah's insulting me. He's not giving me what I deserve. Start getting angry and shouting and saying, I deserve better than that. Zania. I deserve better than that. I deserve. So I deserve better than that. And they get angry at Allah. You got it? These are the bad guys. Now, we're going to talk now about why the test of being rich is more difficult than the test of being poor. So if you yes.
So when you're rich, since you have more money, Allah's gonna see what you're gonna do with the money. That's why you have a bigger test rather than when you're poor. You don't have wealth, so you don't really have much to spend.
Good. That's the first thing that we talked about last time. The guy is named Thu'aylamah. When he was poor, it was mercy from Allah that he's poor, and because the money was bad for him. And then when he got the money, he did not want to thank Allah. Now let me elaborate on this point.
I didn't hear.
What is the zakah? What would be the zakah of Bill Gates? How much? Bill Gates, let's say a rich guy has $1 million. What would be the zakah? Which is 25,000?
Yeah.
$1 million? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's 25,000. $25,000. If a poor person like has $10,000, what is the zakah?
250,000.
So people, okay. When you give an amount of 250, okay, it's easy. It doesn't hurt you really bad.
250. Yes.
But when you give $25,000, it's too much money. It's just like it hurts you. Like I've seen that in a guy in Egypt. He had £1 million. Let's say $1 million. And then he went to the sheikh and he said, "Ya sheikh, how much is my zakat?" So the sheikh said $25,000. So what? Are you out of your mind? I thought you were going to tell me $100 here, $50 there, and that's it. $25,000? Get out of here. So, you see, he's not thinking of that Allah gave him $1 million. He thanks Allah with $25,000. He doesn't think that way. And then he thinks that the zakah decreases his wealth. He thinks that the zakah is eating his wealth. Okay? Does not believe that the zakah adds barakah to the wealth, so it increases the wealth. No. Zakah decreases the wealth. Got that? Another example. Rich people, rich ladies, they have jewelry. Okay? So you pay zakah on jewelry if you're storing it. Jewelry. Yeah. Jewelry. Jewelry.
It's okay.
Jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say shiny.
Huh?
They are
shiny. Okay, okay. Just take it from me. You got the point. Jewelry. What they do, if you store it more than 1 year, you pay zakah on it. You agree or disagree?
Wait, yes. What?
If you store your jewelry and not use it for more than a year, for 1 year, then you pay zakah on it.
Okay, yeah.
Agree. Same thing with your boat, car. If something you're not using for a year, okay, you pay zakah on it. So guess what would those rich people do to evade zakat?
They wear it just the day before.
Exactly. They just wear it the day before to evade zakat.
Well, that's
now, any trick you do to evade paying zakat is haram. It's like it's equal to that you did not pay the zakat. Okay? If you wear them regularly, okay, or if you wear them just within this year, just like normal, without having the intention of evading zakah, if once you have the intention of evading zakah, got it, you got it there. It doesn't matter if you wear them once before the 1 year or not. There's another trick that people play. Let's say you have a boat, then you come before in the end of the 1 year, and you do what with the boat?
Write it
just like once. Why? To evade zakah. Once you develop that intention that I want to do this to evade zakah, then that's it.
How many kids are going to take the test? All of you?
Cool.
No.
Yes.
Wait, we don't have to.
No, yes, you have to.
What?
I was not prepared.
I sent you an email.
No, I'm not prepared.
No, the email, I sent you an email. Learn.
For PAs, it is next week. For PAs, meaning like 8th grade.
Islamic studies team?
Not for Islamic
studies. It is.
Yeah.
Elimination.
11:55, you can give them the test.
Okay.
So it's for 15 minutes?
What happened?
11:55.
Is it multiple
choice?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I saw
the
test.
The entire text.
The entire Islamic studies text.
Wait, what do we get?
There's a good
prize.
Yeah, I sent you the email.
What is it?
Do you remember what it is?
Is it your mom?
So it's the entire textbook which we have not. Okay.
No. What? Where are you going? Where are you going?
She's
gonna
cry.
Why?
She's
gonna.
Okay.
Yeah,
the
textbook is much. The textbook is much easier. Now let me tell you about other things, other tricks that people do. Okay.
Wait,
some.
If you tell
11:55. Some people.
We're supposed to be starting it at 11:55.
Yeah. So yeah. Start giving the paper at 11:55. It doesn't matter. I'll give you 5 minutes at the end extra. It does not matter.
Thank you.
Wait,
when
we started, 5 minutes extra.
Let's finish what we have right now so that we can start. Okay. So they ask some scholars and they say diamond. If you have diamond. Yes. Do you? They say zakah. The Prophet said zakah is in gold and silver, and cattle. Okay. The Prophet did not mention diamond because it wasn't common. So some of the people who follow the text, strictly follow the text, they say the Prophet didn't say diamond, then diamond is not zakatable. Diamond is not what?
Zakatable.
But gold is zakatable. Okay? Gold is zakatable. So what do you do? They buy diamond with their money. Listen to me. They buy diamond with their money. Why are they buying diamond?
To evade zakat.
Does that relieve them from zakat?
No, it's wrong.
Why? Because they develop the intention
of not evading zakat.
Playing game to evade zakat. Okay? Can you have diamond? Yes, but pay zakat. That's it.
Yeah.
Just 2.5% of whatever you don't use. Or, you know, whatever is above and beyond like the normal, like if you have a lot. Okay. So the amount, the magnitude of thinking is less. If you're poor, the magnitude of thinking is less than if you're rich. And this way, the test of being poor is easier. Okay. Now, the followers of the prophets are mostly rich or poor?
Poor.
Poor.
Now, the ones who give the prophet a hard time, who give Prophet Muhammad, for example, a hard time, are the Arab lords or the Arab slaves?
Arab
lords. So, the if you're rich, you're more likely, you're almost likely that you're not going to, it's more likely that you're not going to follow a prophet. Why is that? Because?
You have a bloated sense of your own importance.
Yeah, yes, and also the, because of...
Although, you don't mind.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
I prefer to say egotistical jerks.
And also, they don't want to lose the authority. I mean, the social justice. Social justice is that people, like there is a fair distribution of wealth and power. That's called social justice, right? So if you, rich people don't like social justice. Why? Why, Ali?
Because
what?
They don't get diamonds.
No.
Not because they lose their power.
Exactly. Then they don't like fairness because they lose what they have taken. They have to give back what they have taken unfairly. You got it?
Yeah.
So social justice means very few people are rich. And the majority of people are poor. The rich lords hate Islam because they have a conflict of interest. They have a conflict of interest with Islam, with following a prophet. So that's why I would say that if you're, I would say roughly, it is 20%. If you're poor, it's 80% likely that you are just approximate.
We just talked about this last week.
Yeah.
What was it, the question?
The question was, why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everyone rich?
Yeah, because
no.
Because
why
of the pyramid structure, number one.
Then make the rich people the prophets, because if the rich people are like, oh, follow Islam, then everyone can follow Islam.
No, it still wouldn't work.
I'm sure the rich people...
Yeah, Allah...
Can we get the attendance?
Yes. Go ahead, Selena, give the attendance.
Yes, you
will. Only Sabrina is in here.
Can you come back in a few minutes?
Sure.
They can.
Sure.
So now...
Sabrina should walk up.
Sure.
Oh, shit.
Rich people were prophets and invented until, like, they were the Lord.
No, but Allah did send some, like, Prophet Solomon. Prophet Sulaiman. He had royal powers that nobody ever got.
What room is this, guys? Thank you.
You got it? He had royal powers. He had what?
Royal
powers. So Allah does. Allah does bring prophets that are mighty. Prophet Dawood was also mighty. Okay? So it happens. But, okay? So, but Allah doesn't want to make it, Allah doesn't want to make it like all prophets are poor or all prophets are mighty. So, you got that? So the lords are more likely to reject Islam. When the prophet became a prophet, the people of Mecca rejected him. They said, what? We're better than him. Why is he selected the prophet? Why don't they select the best lord among us to make it the prophet? We deserve to be prophet more than Prophet Muhammad, because Prophet Muhammad was poor. Prophet Muhammad was poor. Got it? Now, slaves, on the other hand, slaves love to follow the prophets. Why?
Because how's that that they're all evil?
That
they're worth.
That's right.
That they're not property, they should be respect. Of course they would like this.
They would like, yes, exactly. Because they are dying for justice. They are dying for justice. They want justice.
They're literally dying
for justice. And they get justice through the Islam, the religion of the prophets, because the first thing religion establishes is justice. All religions establish justice. And Lord don't want justice because they have to give away what they have earned unfairly. Now, the third reason it's more likely to fail the test of submission, test of Islam, if you're rich than poor, is that money distracts you from the remembrance of Allah.
Yes.
Money, yes. Yeah. Prophet Sulaiman was, and we're not better than him, this happened to him. He had very nice, cute horses, really adorable horses. And then there was a day when he got to enjoy these. Exactly. He was enjoying his horses. And during the time he's enjoying his horses, he forgot the remembrance of Allah. He forgot Allah. Allah got out of his sofa, circle of focus to the level that he forgot, he missed the prayer. Guess what did he do? He got so mad and he killed all the horses with the sword.
That's not nice.
Oh my God.
It's not the horses' fault he missed the prayer.
Them.
Exactly. This is how much mad did he get? No. He became mad. This is exactly right. He became so mad that he did kill the horses. So he did not think. He was so mad. Because he was so mad, he didn't make like a rational decision. He killed the horses.
Exactly.
That's his. He could have. But what I'm saying is that. He was so angry that he didn't think about these alternatives. He was so angry that he just got angry and he killed the horses, poor horses. You know, it's his fault. But that's how much anger he got. Good? That's how much anger they got. So what happens? What happens to the, if you're rich, to manage your wealth? Managing the wealth is time consuming. A lot of people just go work from 8 in the morning to 8 in the morning. They work long hours. Why? Because they want to manage their wealth. So they have to keep up with the stock market. They are listening to the news and watching the market and trading. You go crazy. And then at night, they read more. They become obsessed. And they forget about the remembrance of Allah. And they miss prayers. Fajr, I'm not busy. Oh, stocks. Oh, dhuhr. Asr. You know, when you have managing your wealth, it does not make you... But the poor people, do they have to manage their wealth?
No.
There's no wealth to manage. So basically, they have more free time to think about Allah. Now, another thing is that the rich person has choices. Like, you have a choice. Pray, watch TV, go on the internet, watch, you know, chat, text.
Vampire Diaries.
They have a lot of...
No!
Vampire Diaries.
No.
You have lots of choices, right? But, or pray. Remember Allah. But unfortunately, the poor people don't have many choices. Internet, they don't have internet. iPhone, they don't have an iPhone. Text, they are not able to text.
Me neither.
Okay. Basically, they don't have fun things to distract them from prayers and remembrance for Allah.
Okay? They don't need that.
But
they,
like,
they have a prayer.
They're like trying to get one.
Yeah.
Which
oh,
is...
Oh, yes, and yeah, so I'll take away your house, and all of your video games and your iPhone and... All of your stuff, and I'll be like, you have prayers!
Yeah. You don't need electronics to have...
Which is the wrong way to do it. It's the wrong way. That's why we said more likely. We didn't say always. It's more likely. Now, the rich people have choice, either to thank or not to thank. Really. They have the choice, either to ignore Allah or to consider Allah, either to take Islam seriously or to ignore Islam altogether. But the poor people really don't have much choice. Why? Because if they are not, because Allah wants them to be patient, right? If they are not patient, what's the alternative? Can they change the reality?
No.
No. can they change the condition being poor? No. So it's like you like it or not, you're stuck with it. You got it? That's why poor people are more passing the test. They pass the test more. Why? Because really, if I'm not patient, then I have to be patient. Why? Because my lack of patience is not going to change my condition. So if I'm not, if I keep cursing and I'm so mad at Allah, Ya Allah, you didn't give me what I deserve. Ya Allah, why didn't you give me what I deserve? You know? Would that change your condition?
No.
Do you have an incentive to do that? No.
No.
So the rich have to be thankful. So the rich has a choice of being thankful or not thankful.
Thankful. Okay?
But the poor have no choices. Like, if you're not patient, you have to live with it, whether you like it or not. This is just like they always teach in the, if somebody, well, I'll get to that later because we're running out of time. Okay, the poor person is praying to Allah with a heart that is burning. Ya Allah, please, food, Ya Allah, I'm so hungry. I'll give another example. All people, when they are in the middle of the ocean and there's a storm and they are about to drown, what do they do? How do they pray to Allah? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, please save us. Ya Allah, please save us. Okay? Now, many of them, when Allah saves them, they go back to their old ways, by the way. Once they are saved, they go back to their old ways.
You need to pass up the test.
Not now, just a second. So, the poor person has a burning need. Ya Allah, I'm starving. My kids are starving. Ya Allah, money, money, money. So he has more reason to pray to Allah.
Money.
The rich person says, like Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَأَهُ اسْتَغْنَى. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَأَهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Meaning what? Meaning that the rich person says, why should I pray to Allah? I have everything I need. Food, I got more food than I need. Money, I got more money than I need. Power, I got power. So do I? Why should I pray to Allah? I have everything.
Thank you.
No, pray. Burning. Ya Allah, please. Ya Allah, please. Money, dinner. Ya Allah, dinner. My kids. You know?
Yeah.
Versus this guy. When you find rich people praying, they are really brave.
Selfish.
No, pray like this. Ya Allah, bless me. Ya Allah. They are not burning. So, Ya Allah. Exactly.
What?
So they are far away from Allah more than the poor person who's crying for things. Now, some people become spoiled when they get rich, right?
Yeah.
Some people get spoiled, that's for sure. And it's more likely to be spoiled when you get, it's very likely that you'll be spoiled when you get a lot of money. And then when you come spoiled, you don't appreciate the blessings of Allah. What? I have iPhone 4. Everybody else got iPhone 5.
No, I have a stupid kid.
If something like, what? My dad brought me a black car. I wanted a red car.
Red cars are nice.
Same.
Oh, what?
I'll be like, oh my god, a car, I can't even drive.
You see what I'm saying? What? My car is 2012 or 2013, and now it's 2014. That's not good. That's bad.
Problem.
Okay? You know? This is called becoming spoiled. You don't appreciate the blessings of Allah. Then you say, Allah made you rich. You say, okay, so what?
You already have a test?
Oh, they are going to start in a few minutes. I'm just, there's...
So you have the test paper?
Yeah, I have the test paper. So it's like, thank Allah you have money. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
No.
Just, okay, hold on. Let me show you that you might have this. What happens when I tell you, you are the best, you are better than 99% of the people on earth?
You're better than everyone.
Yes!
Do you really appreciate it or say, yeah. Go. Don't lecture. Don't lecture us. While there are 99% of the people on earth who wants to have what you have. But you don't feel that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I could be better than that.
Wait, I have a question.
You got it?
Before we start the test, can I just listen to Sonia's jokes?
No. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. We'll continue next time. So go ahead and start the test.
Okay.